Shabbat Shalom. Today's Parsha is Parsha Emor. And Emor means speak or to say. And this is found in Leviticus 21:1 through 24:23. And it begins with special laws pertaining to the Kohanim or the priests. It goes on to list the annual festivals of the Jewish calendar, the weekly Shabbat. Discusses the lighting of the menorah in the temple and the showbread, and concludes with an incident of a man executed for blasphemy and the penalties for murder and for injuring one's fellow or destroying his property. And we'll look at chapter 24, beginning with verses 1 to 4. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light to make the lamps in the menorah burn continually outside the veil of the testimony," in other words, the veil that covered the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies, "in their tabernacle of meeting. Aaron shall be in charge of it from evening until morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually." So the menorah is sitting in front of the veil. And as I said, behind the veil is the Ark of the Covenant and of God's presence. The menorah lights the way, you might say, to the Holy of Holies. It's kind of interesting when you consider that Yeshua said in John 8:12, says, when Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." In John 14:6, Yeshua said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So the menorah being the light, and Yeshua being the light, lighting the way to the Father. Okay, so that kind of makes a lot of sense in a type and a shadow on that. Chapter 24, back in Leviticus 5 to 8 says, "And you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it." Why 12? Why not 6? Why not 2? You know, but 12. Okay, remember in the one of the previous parshas we talked about the shoulder stones on the high priest's garments and the ephod with 6 of the tribes on one side and 6 of the tribes on the other side. So there were 12 tribes. Represented when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies. So here we see 12 loaves, okay, in the showbread. And the instructions were to take 2/10 of an ephod, and you shall make each cake. You shall set them in rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. Every Shabbat the 12 loaves of bread were placed on the table. Bread is also known as the staff of life. It's a metaphor for all types of nourishment. In fact, sometimes when we say the blessings over the food, you know, we'll say, Hamotzilakamin Aretz, you know, who brings forth the bread from the earth. And that kind of, so often we use that to cover everything. You know, we just say that and it covers whatever's on the table. Okay, so the frankincense was put on the bread. Frankincense was one of the 3 gifts the wise men gave to Yeshua when they brought the gold frankincense and myrrh, if you recall that. Frankincense is made from the resin of a tree. Okay, it's obtained from cutting the bark of the tree and letting the resin harden. And then it's ground into a powder. And though it tasted bitter, it's known for how freely it burned. So it burns completely, leaves nothing behind. And this is a symbolic of a life of holiness and righteousness and being sold out to the Lord. So you burn it up, you know, and it's gone. The gift of frankincense was given to Yeshua when he was a child, symbolizing his holiness, his purity, and his willingness to freely and wholly give himself up as a burnt offering. Just as frankincense is gathered by cutting the bark of the tree, the Lord is broken upon a tree, the cross, that we might share in this gift. So you can see how that's also a picture of Yeshua. John 6:35, Yeshua said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. So like bread symbolically supplies our physical nourishment, Yeshua is our spiritual nourishment. And it goes on to talking about the man that we just mentioned, that he broke the third commandment, blaspheming God's name. What happened is he got in some sort of an argument, and his emotions got the better of him, and he blasphemed the Lord. And anybody that did that, including strangers, anybody that was caught doing that, was put to death. We also see the death penalty instituted, and the eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth. You know, even if you caused the death of an animal, like if you caused somebody's sheep to die or his goat to die or whatever it was, you had to replace that. So breaking law is no small matter. We see people use God's name in vain all the time, unfortunately. And the most thing that we can do is just kind of cringe and ask him to, hey, you know, don't say that. But back then, they did a lot more than that. They stoned him. They were executed. It was a capital offense. In fact, we know adulterers were executed, but also rebellious children who refused to honor their parents could be killed. So, you know, probably didn't happen that often, but if Sam's kids disobeyed and said, we're not going to do what you say, Sam could say, well, you know, it's going to happen, you know. And but I don't think that would happen, though. Not with Sam's kids. Okay. So we can see that a lot of this stuff is bad news. You know, there's good news and bad news that we see in Romans 6:23. The bad news is the wages of sin is death. But the good news is the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Shabbat shalom.